Anime Code Geass episodes 17 and 18. Man, we were just trucking along.
Yeah.
Episode 17 titled Night. So in this episode, there's two things going on. In the inauguration ceremony of Clovis's memorial art is going on,
mm-hmm.
with Euphemia having to pick basically the winner,
mm-hmm.
what she would judge as the best art.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Britannia has captured Todo, basically the last big leader in the Japanese resistance, and the Black Knights have agreed to help Todo's four subordinates, the four swords of Japan, to break him out and basically make a rescue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what's going on in this episode. What happens is it all goes to plan. They break Todo out in the middle of the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And
first off, Todo, even sitting in jail,
is a fucking
still
gangster.
Looking like a baller.
He is.
Right? Yeah. He's just like, you're gonna get executed. It's like, what else, man?
He's definitely the Yakuza of the series.
Yeah.
Like he's
He is Japan's samurai spirit, just all in one person.
Yeah.
He's like, my lord's dead. I don't give a fuck. Just kill me.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
What else, man?
Yeah, he embodies Japan is what I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they break him out and they give him a brand new nightmare frame to use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Before they make their escape, they are interrupted by Zowai tonight.
Suzaku.
And we should say that before all this goes down, Suzaku and Lelouch were having a moment.
Oh, yeah. Lelouch wanted to say, like, hey, I need to ask you something important, all this stuff.
They don't really say what it is, but, I mean, it's pretty implied that Lelouch wants to ask Suzaku to protect Nunnally. Because Lelouch is thinking, game plan, long run, he's going to have to bail on his life.
Sister.
Yeah, his sister, his social life, his school life, everything, to fully assume the mantle of Zero.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to make future commitments, and he's like, if Suzaku's around, then I'm okay. But he never gets around to telling that. Lancelot comes in to the fight. They're all fighting, whatnot. And at this point, Zero / Lelouch has fought Lancelot enough to predict his fighting patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gives instructions to Todo, his four swords, as well as Colin,
mm-hmm.
basically how to just wreck Lancelot.
And it's just chess moves.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, knight to e4, pawn to whatever.
And they more or less are doing it, and they get to the... But because Suzaku is so amazing, he dodges the killing blow, but it cuts open his cockpit.
Yeah.
And that's when the pilot of the Lancelot is revealed to be Suzaku.
Yeah, and I totally thought that, like, for some reason in my head, Lelouch knew already.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, there must have been some point in the show where he was revealed.
Yes.
But it wasn't.
No, never.
Damn.
And so Lelouch sees this, goes into immediate shock.
Yeah, he's got the anime wide eyes, like...
Yeah, it's like, Lelouch is not a man of many weaknesses, except when it comes to his sister and his best friend.
And his bruh.
Yeah. And so when he sees him, he freezes. He can't do shit. And it just throws his entire game plan into a whirl. At this point, he's just like, yo, fuck it, retreat. Get the fuck out of here. We got to go.
Mm-hmm.
None of this. And so they abandon, and at this point, Euphemia, who's still judging the art, she sees this on the big screen,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, ladies and gentlemen, you asked me who's my personal knight, it's gonna be this man. This traitor.
This Nihonjin.
Yes, he will be this Japanese man is going to be my personal white knight of Britannia.
To which I replied, oh shit. Hitler's daughter picked a Jew.
Yes.
Like, that's basically what it is.
That is what happened. And as you can imagine, everyone in Britannia hated it.
Yep.
Absolutely hated it.
So the Britannians hated her for picking him.
Yeah.
And then the Japanese hated him for being a knight to her.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So everyone hates everything.
Exactly. And we also must not forget that even the Elevens don't really like Zero because they know he's Britannian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little back and forth between
yep.
what's happening there. But that's what happened in the episode Night.
There's the shock of learning that Suzaku is the Night was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
But I swore there was some portion of the story where it was revealed or hinted at or something.
I think Lelouch had always
suspected
that he might be related, but never that he was the pilot.
It's not the confirmation.
Yeah, at the same time, I think Suzaku had once been told that like maybe Lelouch was in on the whole Zero thing,
mm-hmm.
or at least working with the Black Knights, but never confirmed.
Yeah.
So, but I think that, but that's just it, right? Like, the thing about, I guess, this show with in the terms of reveals is they're very deliberate. So like there's no dancing around the fact if someone only has like half a piece of information, it's mm-hmm. like, no, if we were going to reveal something, we're going to reveal
it.
The one thing I don't know if that gets across is in this next coming episode,
mm-hmm.
which is called episode 18, I Order You, Suzaku Kurugi.
To which I responded, oh shit.
Yes, yes. So, on the... basically, now that all the Black Knights know who the pilot of the Lancelot is, and the pilot of the Lancelot is now going to be the personal knight of Yuffie, they feel like, the Black Knights feel like Britannia has like a poster boy that they can all rely on.
Mm-hmm.
Or like someone who's basically, I guess, not necessarily a symbol of hope, but like someone that they could pin all their misgivings onto.
Yeah.
And naturally, he needs to be taken out.
Of course,
because
what else are you gonna do?
Yeah, no one wants a goddamn hero, right? Especially in war, because if there's one thing the Black Knights don't have, it's that they don't have a symbol,
yeah,
or anything,
yeah.
And just by nature of who they are, they can't have one.
Yeah, I guess Colin would be the closest,
but even still, she's not like who is she, right? Like, yeah. And
pilots the red robot, right? It's not like,
yeah,
it's not a symbol of freedom. Yeah, or
you're
something.
Right. She's not a symbol of freedom. She's not like reporting to like a royal family. She's not anything.
Mm-hmm.
All they have is Zero.
Yeah.
The number one rebellion. Right. Yeah. And so they're like, we got to take this boy out. And obviously everyone's on board except the leader Lelouch. Cause he's like, no,
what?
We can't take him out. And he's just hunting for reasons to like justify not killing him.
Just circle logic, just going through it.
Yeah. He's just looking for every which way to be like, we need him alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, also the Japanese are against it, but not necessarily against the murder portion.
Yeah.
They're against the way. So in this episode too, Lelouch really fleshes out the hierarchy of command.
Yes.
In the Black Knights, right? Yeah. They got the Britannian who's going to be the spy. They got this new R&D lady.
Yeah.
Collins, the leader of Squad Zero.
Yeah.
Who's basically Lelouch's like personal army.
Yeah. Royal Guard. Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing there, what was I getting to? Yeah. So the Japanese, like like Toto and
his four swords.
And his four swords, they're all like, assassination, you fucking coward.
Yeah.
That's not the Japanese way.
Yeah.
We gotta fight him one-on-one in battle or else that's cowardly as shit.
Yeah.
Right? And so you can already see that there's gonna be some kind of turmoil within the
some
ranks.
Internal struggle. Yeah.
Yeah. I think even later on in the episode, the Britannian guy like already oversteps his bounds in terms of what he's in charge of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyways, they set up they don't really tell you what's going on, but then they set up this attack, but it's basically this big ploy, and it forces Lancelot to come out to fight Lelouch. Like, basically, Zero puts himself out there in the middle of nowhere to lure out the White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
From then on, he lures Suzaku into a sand pit, which has, basically like an EMP,
mm-hmm.
and it renders them both useless.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is he wants him to come out of the suit so they can talk, and Zero's only message is, join me.
Yeah, no, do it. Like, hey.
Like, that is his solution to not having to kill him.
And Suzaku's only reaction is, I got orders, bro.
No, I can't. And I fight for justice. To which Zero comes back with his whole...
Is it justice?
Yeah, is it justice if you killed your own dad for your own selfish needs?
That's the thing, though. So this is the whole... This was really clever writing.
Yeah.
Because it's been revealed to Lelouch that Suzaku had killed his dad.
Yeah.
But Suzaku doesn't know who Zero is.
Yeah.
And so Lelouch said that in a way to where it's not like I know it.
Yeah.
It's like I've been informed.
Yes.
That this happened. And it's, yeah. And then he's like, oh, how do you know what's going on? Oh
yes.
My God. Right? And it's definitely manipulative as fuck.
Yes.
That I think that there was, without using his power, was kind of one of the most manipulative things that Lelouch has said so far in the series.
Yes. He basically throws his whole friend's entire purpose for being right back in his face.
Yeah. He's like, hey, remember that time you were a little bitch?
He's like, you're living a lie, punk. At that point, Suzuku's like, yo, fuck this shit. I'm taking you hostage.
Yeah.
Because I got no answer.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
That's more or less what he does. And he's like, if I can't win, then I'm going to just take you hostage. You're coming in my suit, and we're going to just sit here.
And I got orders.
Yeah. At this point, Lelouch is like, I did not anticipate this.
Yeah, this bitch is fast. Yeah. Stole my gun.
He's like, fuck, I forgot that he's like peak human physical condition, but still.
God damn.
Yeah.
And while they're sitting in the cockpit, they order the fucking nukes to come.
Yeah, the Britannia's just like, whoa, we got Zero halted? Yo, let's just nuke the bitch.
That shit. We get rid of a traitor and a Japanese?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and Yuffie's kind of like, but he's my knight.
And they're like, we don't care. We fucking hate him. He's a little bitch. He's Japanese. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. That's basically what they all say. Yeah. It's so mean.
It comes from the higher up. The only person who could cancel it is the Viceroy herself.
Yeah.
Or three generals or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I'll steal a robot, and then I'll go, and then you can't do it. And then they're like, are they really going to stop it for her? And they're like, the scientist guy's like, no.
No, she's dead.
She's dead. She's gonzo.
Yeah. And so then we see the nukes coming. They're trying to shoot them down, and then a giant ship comes out.
Yeah, blocks the nukes.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
They're like, whoa, sweet. Who's this? And it's like, oh, it's the guy... It's the older brother to all the siblings in the royal family. Prince Clovis himself.
He just rolls up with a fucking Star Destroyer.
Yeah, and he's like, yo, what up, bitches?
Shoot a laser beam.
And you just see two giant, like, laser cannons fire up. At this point, Suzaku is like, oh my god. And Lelouch is like, don't be an idiot, we cannot die.
And even still, he's like, I got orders.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking bum.
And I think at this point, you see Lelouch, and he does the Gios thing, but you don't know what he says.
And then explosion.
And then you see explosions.
And then it ends the episode.
Yes.
That's a cliffhanger.
Absolutely.
That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah.
This show is consistent.
Yes.
The show is consistently good.
Yeah.
And being able to throw curveballs at you. Like, just when you thought that Lelouch could do some fucked up shit, he's like, nah, I had some stuff in my back pocket. Don't worry about it. Right? Like, I'm going to... You remember that time that my best friend entrusted me with this information that he killed his own father and brought ruin to the all of this country? Fuck that shit. Throw it back in your face, bitch! And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
Some other small things we see in this episode. They have a party for Suzaku because he becomes the knight.
The royal knight, yeah.
But Colin is just so loyal to Zero. She's like, listen, I gotta assassinate this bitch while I can.
Murder this motherfucker.
Yeah. And Lelouch being Lelouch obviously is aware.
Yeah.
Fucking stops her. Like,
it's like, oh, hey, Colin, how's it going?
Hey, I think you need to help with the food.
Yeah.
But I gotta do this thing. What?
What thing? She just gets stuck.
Yeah. What else does like, we also see here that Colin is equally as dumb as Suzaku. Like, she's gifted physically, but just not as smart. Mm-hmm. And in the pit, when Suzaku hold Zero hostage, she jumps out of her machine and goes like, Suzaku, it's me, Colin.
Yeah, like, reveals who she
is. Yeah, she's like, I am your classmate. And you don't know if that message gets across to him or not.
Yeah, but he's pretty in there.
But it's still pretty like, what the fuck are you doing?
You dummy. You're a dummy.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that your favorite girl, Table Masturbator.
Yes.
She...
Table Masturbator.
She, like, kind of gets good with the scientist guy.
Yeah.
Shows off some, like, crazy code, and, like, apparently she's an engineering whiz.
Yep.
So that's a new relationship strand that I didn't see coming.
I forgot about that one. Yeah. That's more or less because I hate Nina.
Yeah, Nina's garbo. The scientist guy reveals that he is the fiance of the student council president.
Yep.
Which is a little creepy that that a adult is getting married to a high schooler.
Well, they put it that way, but he's he's the equivalent of like a college.
Still?
Like college grad.
Still?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
What if like a college graduate was going out with someone who didn't graduate high school yet?
Yeah, that is weird. Like a 24-year-old and a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
weird. Or younger.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Like that age range isn't much when you're older, but at that age that they're portraying it. Well, whatever. It's royal. It's British royal family.
Yeah, and they get
married. Keeping that bloodline pure, baby. They don't give a shit.
What's that line? She's old enough to bleed.
Oh, does grass on the field play ball?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. That fucking annoying blue-haired guy. It's just like, no.
Oh, Rivals?
Yeah. The love of my life is getting married to a Earl.
Yeah, see, I don't know what his whole purpose in the show is. I guess he's just there.
Comic relief?
I guess. But yeah, like I think you could slowly start to see like the school stuff is definitely
it's being utilized.
Yeah.
But I don't know how strongly it is being utilized.
Yeah.
Because that one, the girl is still there.
Shirley?
Shirley is still appearing and has lines.
Yes, she does, and she also finds something.
Yeah, she finds a note.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, huh, okay, you're gonna bring her back, aren't you?
So yeah.
I don't know what that note is, but...
Well, we'll see what happens.
In the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Of Reboot.
So what do you think is the orders that Lelouch gave Suzaku?
It's probably going to be like, protect yourself or some shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you had hinted that it was something very simple.
Very simple.
So I think it's either going to be like, protect Nunnally.
Yeah.
Or like, protect yourself. Mm-hmm. To where it'll get him out of harm's way of the missile, so he can't afford to die. Because he's being utterly controlled.
Okay.
I'm going to go with something like that.
Okay.
You got to protect the Emoto, Ben. Especially when she's a quadriplegic blind girl.
Not when she's skating on ice.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Oh, no, sorry. Paraplegic. Only her legs don't work.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Nunnally's a whatever.
Nunnally's fucking weird. I hate that character.
No one likes Nunnally, except for Lelouch.
Ugh. She's just too... I say it every week. She's too helpless. She's so helpless, it's comical.
Yeah. Yeah. She sucks.
Like, something bad is going to happen to her. I know it.
Dude, something bad did happen to her.
No, something even worse is going to happen to her.
Oh, no.
It's going to be like, oh, man, like, finally, I got my eyesight back. I got over the stress, and I see my brother's face... for the first time in years, but it's the only reason I can see it is because I had got shot in the fucking stomach and I'm bleeding out. Like,
oh, that's something.
Right. And Lelouch is holding her in his arms and like, she finally opens her eyes and be like, oh brother, it's so nice to see you. I just wanted you to know that I love you so much. And then she does. Like, it's going to be something like that for as dramatic as this show is.
You never know. You never know.
We'll see. We'll see. In the next two episodes.
Yep.
I definitely just want to binge these.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't you just want to go through it?
Yeah.
I mean, we could always watch more and whatever.
Cover more?
Yeah, if you want to do that. Like, we'll get through it quicker. But, yeah. Cool. So that's it for this week.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody.
Look forward to next week.